This is the Bugcast episode 47. Good evening. This is the Bugcast episode 47, and I'm still got the cough. It's Friday the 6th of February. It's just gone 10 past 9. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you to everybody who's in the chat room this evening. Just do a quick roll call. We've got Geordie, Helly, Ian, Katie, Laney, Lisa, Nick, and Darren. Thank you very much for joining me, guys. Very much appreciate your support and being here. We do have one notable absence this... Well, in fact, two notable absences this week. Phil from work is missing. Missing in action, presumed. Hello. And also, Leonie is missing this week, but she had a bit of bad news earlier this week, so our love goes out to you. Could you make any more noise? Well... Yeah, and Caroline's missing as well, but you're always here. Whether you're in the chat room or not, you're still here. Full moon. that first song was... Sorry? Total Eclipse. That first song was The Wolfman and Needle in the Camel's Eye. If you'd like to submit introductions for future shows, I do need intros from next week onwards, and I'll give the email at the address at the end of the show on where to send the file. Thanks, as always, to the Dumb Down Life guys for the use of their chat room and server. Yes. Bye-bye. Twin Peaks, yes. Before I actually go into the sort of main part of the show, I just wanted to let you know about a new Google product. Well, sorry, a revised Google product called Google Maps. Now, oh, text message. There we go. Google Maps have just updated their... Hey, Phil from WorkSys arrived. Google Maps have just updated their software. So rather than just being able to see where you are, you can also see where your friends are. And the service is called Google Latitude. And the way it works is you share your Google account details with each other and you grant permission for somebody else to see where you are. And then on my phone, I'm running a version of Google Maps at the moment, and I've lost him. But Mike Brimster, who is a regular listener to the show, only comes into the chat room every so often because he works, is currently on his bus route. What? Oh, the bin's frozen shut. Yes, I noticed that this morning. It is cold outside. Yes, Mike Brimster, who is a bus driver in Hereford, is currently on the Ace 465 Commercial Road driving his bus, which is the number 462, from Hereford to Kington, which started at 7 minutes past nine, and we'll be tracking his progress throughout the show. Sad, isn't it? Talking of the weather, as we weren't, somebody, Andrew at work, asked me a question, which I thought it'd be interesting to throw out to you guys. And that is, places like Russia and Canada that have snow pretty much all throughout the year, and I know they're used to it and all that, but, you know, excuse me, they work around it. And yet we get a couple of inches of snow, and our entire, you know, transport infrastructure, our working commercial process just falls to pieces. And I just wanted to get your take on why that might be. So I'll pick up comments on that from the chat room later on. But also, those that are listening on the podcast, why not write in and tell me how the weather has affected you or your business this week. I was also going to talk about my health, but you can tell that it's not particularly good. Those of you who've been following me on Twitter and LiveJournal will know that I spend 6 days in a row sleeping on the couch. that was a personal choice. Firstly, because I couldn't lay down because I'd end up coughing. But also, by coughing, I was keeping everybody else awake. So I elected to sleep on the recliner couch. And I think, what's today? Wednesday night was the first night I actually managed to sleep in bed throughout the whole night, which, I tell you what, was absolute luxury. I think that's all I've got to waffle about in this section. I'm having to make this show a relatively light one, because we're off out tomorrow, and we're off out very early. We're travelling down to my old stomping ground in Slough, so I have to make sure I get this show up and uploaded to the site by this evening, as well as packing to go away. So, anyway, enough waffle. Mike still appears to be on Commercial Road on the A465 in Hereford. We'll catch up on that later on. This next song is Penetration and Our World.
We're in each other's space. You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Microdub and Das Internet, very much a cross between Kraftwerk and Depeche Mode there. Yes, Geordie says, not sure about this tune. Yeah, it's a definitely an acquired taste. But Geordie, I would have thought, yeah, exactly, you just said that, a bit 80s. I thought that would have been your era, as you're sort of an 80s, 70s, 80s child. But maybe not. And before that, we had Penetration and Our World. The Microdub track, by the way, taken from Jamendo, which is the music source I started using last week. But I also pinched it from Pete Kogel's PC podcast, where I first heard it, liked it, and thought, oh, I'll play that as well. So I did. Right. Where is Mike? Mike is, according to this, on Barton Road in Hereford. He sent me a text a minute ago saying he's just stopped at Tesco's, so I'm not sure how accurate this is. I don't know whether he's using GPS or whether he's using the transmitter cells to identify his location, but I suppose in a way it's kind of good if I don't know exactly where he is, because I could stalk him. It's a bit of a long way to be stalking. I think we worked out that he's probably about 180 miles from here. So, oh, and the missus just turned up with dinner. So, anywho. Right, I wanted to remind you all that we're only three shows away from show 50, and I've only had one set of suggestions for the best songs from episodes 26 onwards to play on episode 50. So please, if you have any suggestions of songs that you particularly like, you want me to play on that show, then drop me an email and let me know. Now, last week I presented Phil with his CD. The Anyone's Guest CD that he won in episode 44. He won it in 46, but the competition was announced in 44. Delivered that to him. He was very chuffed about it. In fact, so chuffed about it, I think he actually left the CD in his bag the day I gave it to him. So I thought he would have gone home and listened to it straight away, but he didn't, which is pretty poor. Indeed, tut. We're going to go on to the feedback straight away because I've got something to talk about after it, which relates directly to an email I've had from Mark. Mark says, following on from your request in show 46 for selling you a phone, I'm no phone guru, but I think before asking it would be a great idea to actually state what you need from a phone. Often the actual requirement gets lost due to the shiny nature of a phone. I'm guessing the G1 is the one for you though, as the open source nature and Google connection will be your thing. A constant frustration I found with smartphones is UI speed, and although I haven't tried the G1, I know that Windows Mobile phones are on the way out for me because of this. I'm so tired of waiting for a phone to catch up with me. Right, just interrupting there for a second. That's one of the reasons why I'm thinking of moving away from Windows Mobile, not just because of the fact that they're lagging behind in technology, but also they're not really as fast as they should be. The processors that sit inside these Windows Mobile phones are actually quite advanced, but I think the operating system does let it down. Mark continues, I'll most likely be getting an iPhone in the next few weeks or months, and would refute your statement that they are lacking in features and customizability. I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember exactly what you said. That was about right. probably the three best platforms out there at the moment are the G1, iPhone, and the top end of the Windows Mobile market, the Omnia and the Touch HD. So really it's a case of taking your pick from those if you're after a smartphone. I guess I shouldn't forget BlackBerry either, of which I understand the Bold is the top choice after the Storm got disappointing reviews. Did that help? Maybe, despite the all-over-the-face nature. By the way, like the Alison Krogh Midnight track from last week, keep up the good work, Mark. Thank you very much, Mike. You raised a very good point. I didn't specify what I actually wanted from a phone. And I apologise for that. What I really want from a phone is data connection, email, internet browsing, a Twitter client. Oh, thank you very much. Google Maps would be nice. The ability to download podcasts, a Java machine, a camera. Media playing facilities, sat nav, GPS, the usual things like, you know, phone and text messaging, but people don't think of those in a phone nowadays. And the ability to put software on that doesn't come with it as standard. Oh, thank you very much indeed. Jalapenos, yum yum. Did you really mean to give me the flower food? You probably should put those in the flowers. Thank you very much indeed. Oh, my phone's about to die. So yeah, it's kind of my phone to me is more than just a telephone. It's a personal organizer, a digital assistant, a mobile internet device, kind of all of those things all rolled in together. So apologies if I wasn't clear last time, but that's kind of what I'm after. So put it back out there. By all means, please do let me know what you think. Now, I have noticed in the chat room, Darren says, I recommend the Sony Ericsson C905. Well, I'm not familiar with that phone in the slightest, but I do know from the Sony Ericsson phones, you've either got a choice. They'll either be a camera phone, or they will be a Walkman phone, or they will be a phone. All right. They don't have as in-depth level of like the PDA aspect as I really have been used to. I have had a Sony Ericsson before, and it, you know, it really didn't cut the mustard in that respect. But thanks for the suggestion anyway. Mark did actually follow that email up with another one, which I've lost. There it is. And he says, do you realise you keep coming up as this other Dave Lee fella in Last FM? And he's put a link into a Last FM profile under the name Dave Lee. And yes, for some because the artist on the podcast is listed as Dave Lee, for that is who I am, it attaches to the name Dave Lee on another... that belongs to another person, basically, which is unfortunate, but it's my name and I'm not going to stop using it. So if he wants to take credit for my my shows, he's more than welcome to. Right. Okay. Quick hello to Marcus and Caroline, who have just appeared in the chat room. And, excuse me. Oh, man. Right. That's it. Let's have some music.
This is the verse that sets up the premise of why you have written a song. Say what you want, it's your song after all, but do try not to make each individual lyric line too long, because it might not scan properly. Usually a minor chord goes right here to add drama to each word. Try to be not confusing regarding on which beats your songs are sung so you're heard. In the next verse you expand on your subject, whatever it happens to be. Adding some depth to your first basic premise and why it's of interest to me. Be sure to add detail, engage our emotions, that's what adverbs are for. And try not to make a repetitive chorus, it's wasteful of words and a bore. And try not to make a repetitive chorus, it's wasteful of words and a bore. And try not to make a repetitive chorus, it's wasteful of words and a bore. It's wasteful of words and a bore. It's wasteful of words and a bore.
23 more seconds of airtime. Cool.
Some songs have a bridge which tells of some conflict in which the main premise is caught. Sometimes it's as long as a verse and a chorus, and sometimes not. And so with the last verse you wrap up your premise and what it means to you and me. Explain why you love or despise or don't care, whatever your subject may be. The next to last chorus can echo the first or say something new and profound, like live for the moment or all men are bastards or don't eat raw eggs off the ground. The last chorus sums up the whole thing at once. Be clever and brilliant and nifty. And that is my workshop on writing a song. Please, that'll be $99.50.
Ka-ching.
When life's treat you badly, always remember the podcast. It's there for you, so make sure you tune in.
Oh,
That was Into the Present and Endgame. And prior to that, we had Tom Smith, which, yes, was the same Tom Smith we had last week. And this song was called Songwriting Workshop, which I actually thought was quite amusing. right. Where's Mike? Is this one of the... kind of where the science falls over, because in the space of 3 seconds he jumped about 14 miles from Hereford town centre to a village called Credenhill. He's just moved again, so I think I'm going in the right direction, which is the A480 between Hereford and Kington. Do you know what, I think I'm actually tracking him correctly. So, yeah, this latitude does work rather well. Now, if anybody's interested in tracking me at all, then you're more than welcome to ask. I'm not going to give out the address, my address, over the phone. Duh, over the podcast. Although it wouldn't take that much intelligence to work out what my Google username is. But by all means, ask, and I will approve you if I see fit. The tracker is on pretty much all of the time, but I don't use GPS much, so the actual location will be quite rough, should I say. Like, for example, at the moment, if you were to track me, it would say I was in Denby Dale, in Kirklees. Now, that's about 22 miles away from where I actually am. So, just to give you an idea. So, anyway... Okay, next week will be the Budcast episode 48. That will be on the Friday the 13th of February. And it will be a live show. And hopefully it'll be a little bit more set out than this one. Because I'm not going away that weekend, so... Okay. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can do so by sending an email to feedback@thebudcast.org. And with that email address, you can also, if you want to, send me an introduction for next week's show or... Any episode, really, from next week onwards. And also, any suggestions for my mobile phone quest. You can also send a voicemail by phoning 020-8099-1550. You can visit the Budcast drop at drop.io/budcast, which I believe Phil from work, our official researcher, did 3 times this week, but I haven't used any of his articles this week, but I might do next week. The show notes are at www.thebugcast.org, and whilst you're there, you can also find out where our MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook pages are. Yes, the music this week. I'm really sorry. I am so unprepared. I didn't actually start planning for the show until about an hour and a half ago. The music from the show has come from the PodSafe Music Network, which you can reach at podsafemusicnetwork.com, and also Jamendo, which you can reach at jamendo.com. And don't forget that if you do go to Jamendo, the songs that are up there are available for free and legitimate download. Right. All that really remains then is for me to say thank you very much for everybody for being here this evening. That's better. quick roll call in the chat room. We've got Geordie, Kelly, Ian, Katie, Lainey, Lisa, Marcus, Caroline, Nick, Phil from work, and Darren. Thank you all very much for being here. And thank you for everybody for listening if you're on the podcast version as well. And hopefully by next week my cough will be gone. That'd be nice. But even if not, you'll get me and my cough about this time next week. Take care. Bye.